Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotionals. Today we will be reading 1 Samuel chapter 28. 1 Samuel chapter 28. And this is the passage where Saul has an encounter with a medium who is pretty much someone who communicates with spirits. And so let's take a look at 1 Samuel chapter 28 together. In those days, the Philistines gathered their forces for war to fight against Israel. And Achish said to David, "Understand that you and your men are to go out with me in the army." David said to Achish, "Very well, you shall know what your servant can do." And Achish said to David, "Very well, I will make you my bodyguard for life." Now Samuel had died, and all Israel had mourned for him and buried him in Ramah, his own city. And Saul had put the mediums and the necromancers out of the land. The Philistines assembled and came and encamped at Shunem. And Saul gathered all Israel, and they encamped at Gilboa. When Saul saw the army of the Philistines, he was afraid, and his heart trembled greatly. And when Saul inquired of the Lord did not answer him, either by dreams or by Urim or by prophets. Then Saul said to his servants, "Seek out for me a woman who is a medium, that I may go to her and inquire of her." And his servant said to him, "Behold, there is a medium at Endor." So Saul disguised himself and put on other garments and went, he and two men with him. And they came to the woman by night. And he said, "Divine for me by a spirit and bring up for me whomever I shall name to you." The woman said to him, "Surely you know what Saul has done, how he has cut off the mediums and the necromancers from the land. Why then are you laying a trap for my life to bring about my death?" But Saul swore to her by the Lord, "As the Lord lives, no punishment shall come upon you for this thing." Then the woman said, "Whom shall I bring up for you?" He said, "Bring up Samuel for me." When the woman saw Samuel, she cried out with a loud voice, and the woman said to Saul, "Why have you deceived me? You are Saul." The king said to her, "Do not be afraid. What do you see?" And the woman said to Saul, I see a God coming up out of the earth." He said to her, "What is his appearance?" And she said, "An old man is coming up, and he is wrapped in a robe." And Saul knew that it was Samuel, and he bowed with his face to the ground and paid homage. Then Samuel said to Saul, "Why have you disturbed me by bringing me up?" Saul answered, "I am in great distress, for the Philistines are warring against me, and God has turned away from me and answers me no more, either by prophets or by dreams. Therefore, I have summoned you to tell me what I shall do." And Samuel said, "Why then do you ask me, since the Lord has turned from you and become your enemy? The Lord has done to you as he spoke by me, for the Lord has torn the kingdom out of your hand and give it to your neighbor David. Because you did not obey the voice of the Lord and did not carry out his fierce wrath against Amalek, therefore the Lord has done this thing to you this day. Moreover, the Lord will give Israel also with you into the hand of the Philistines. And tomorrow you and your sons shall be with me. The Lord will give the army of Israel also into the hand of the Philistines." Then Saul fell at once full length on the ground, filled with fear because of the words of Samuel, and there was no strength in him, for he had eaten nothing all day and night. And the woman came to Saul, and when she saw that he was terrified, she said to him, "Behold, your servant has obeyed you. I have taken my life in my hand, and I have listened to what you have said to me. Now therefore, you also obey your servant. Let me set a morsel of bread before you and eat, that you may have strength when you go on your way." He refused and said, "I will not eat." But his servants, together with the woman, urged him, and he listened to their words. So he arose from the earth and sat on the bed. Now the woman had a fattened calf in the house, and she quickly killed it, and she took flour and kneaded it and baked unleavened bread of it, and she put it before Saul and his servants, and they ate. Then they rose and went away that night. Amen. You know, as we look at this chapter, there are many things we could address and talk about, but I want to talk about one specific thing which covers the bulk of this chapter, and that's Saul's encounter with a medium. And why does Saul turn to the medium for some guidance in the midst of his life circumstances, in the midst of imminent battle against the Philistines. Let's take a look at what the context is first, though. Saul is preparing his army for battle against the Philistines. And when he sees the vast army of the Philistines, he becomes terrified and afraid. And so he inquires of the Lord and he seeks guidance from God. And yet, there's no response. And so what does Saul resort to do? He turns to a medium. And he tells his servants to go and seek out a medium. And they tell him that there is a medium in a place called Endor. And if you don't know what a medium is, just a reminder again, is someone who communicates with spirits, and it is some form of like witchcraft. And early on in this chapter, we read that mediums and necromancers were kicked out of the land. They were not allowed to practice their witchcraft and their necromancy, and yet Saul resorted to that very thing. And so he goes over to Endor and he meets with this woman. He disguises himself and he asks this medium to bring up Samuel. Now, you know, there's a reason why God wasn't responding to Saul. There's a clear difference between God passively, you know, not hearing someone's prayer or hearing someone's request and, you know, being too far away that he isn't able to hear us, and his active silence to our prayers and our requests. His active silence is in some way, also a response. Why was God silent to Saul? Well, God's silence is because in verse 17, Samuel actually recaps why God was silent. And so in verse 17, he says, "The Lord has done to you as he spoke by me, for the Lord has torn the kingdom out of your hand and given it to your neighbor, David." Why did God tear the kingdom out of Saul's hand? Well, verse 18 says, "Because Saul did not obey the voice of the Lord and did not carry out his fierce wrath against Amalek. Therefore, the Lord has done this thing to you this day." Early on in 1 Samuel, God had commanded Saul to go into the land of Amalek and to defeat their army, to defeat their land, and to not leave a single person or cattle or anything in that land. And yet Saul disobeyed. He didn't obey the Lord. And for that reason, God is actively silent to Saul and is actively speaking to David. In our own lives, there are times when we might be praying, we might be inquiring of the Lord, and we feel like God is not responding. Perhaps you've been praying for only a day, or maybe you've been praying for many years for something, and yet you feel like God isn't responding. And what do? I think many of us are guilty of turning to other things for answers, turning to other people, other activities, other, you know, even doctors or anyone. You know, we might be going to other specialists for answers. And, you know, I think our passage today shows us that sometimes God is silent for a reason. Sometimes God is silent because we've been so immersed into a particular sin in our life, a particular area of disobedience. Perhaps God is silent because his timing is not yet. He has perfect timing for everything. And I want us to consider these two scenarios. Areas of sin and disobedience in our lives, but also God's perfect timing. And I want to encourage you that if you are immersed in some kind of sin and haven't repented of it, I want to encourage you to repent, to turn away from that sin, to confess your sins of disobedience, and to turn back to the Lord. And when we come to a right relationship with God, we can be able to hear His voice more clearly. We can receive guidance from the Holy Spirit. And perhaps sometimes God's timing has not yet come for whatever you're praying for. And I want to encourage you to keep pressing on in prayer. Don't lose hope. God is good and He is perfect in all His ways. His ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And so entrust your life into His hands. He is good and He is perfect in all His ways. He is our good, good Father. And so let's take some time today to reflect on our own hearts, on our own prayers and our responses to how we're dealing with those areas. And once again, if there's any area of sin and disobedience in our lives, turn away from those things and turn back to God. And if you're praying for something and you feel like you haven't heard from the Lord in a while or haven't heard from Him yet, keep praying. Don't lose hope. Keep praying. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for Your word, and thank You, Lord, that You are a God who is perfect in all Your ways. God, I thank You, Lord, that You didn't respond to Saul, not because You're so distant and You just don't hear us or don't hear his prayers, but God, You decided not to respond for a reason. It's because of Your perfect justice. It's because of Your holiness. It's because You wanted Saul to ultimately come back into a right relationship with You. And yet he was so consumed with trying to figure out his own life on his own terms. And so God, I just pray, Lord, that You would help us to reflect on our own hearts. Holy Spirit, would You reveal to us of any sin or disobedience in our lives? And I ask, God, that You would direct us back into You, into Your presence. And Lord, help us to persevere in prayer. Help us, Lord, to not lose hope. Help us, God, to be redirected to You when we steer away from You, God. So Lord, God, we just ask for the help of Your Holy Spirit. Continue to direct us, Lord, into Your presence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for joining, everyone, and I hope you have an amazing day.